奉主耶稣基督圣名证道。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
欢迎我们亲爱的朋友、弟兄姐妹，今天在这边跟我们一起敬拜天上的神。
We welcome our brothers and sisters, friends and relatives to gather together with us today to worship our Lord.
今天下午来到这里，继续感受到这个加州灿烂的阳光。
When I arrived this afternoon, I immediately enjoy The sunshine in California.
阳光给人的感觉真好。
Sunshine gives people good feelings.
在2000年前，耶稣就提到他是世界的光。
And in fact, our Lord Jesus Christ said that He is the light of the world 2000 years ago.
圣经约翰福音八章十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8, verse 12.
约翰福音八章的十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
约翰福音八章的十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12。
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得生命的光。”今天晚上想跟诸位朋友来分享这一节经文。
This evening, I'd like to share this verse with all of you.
原来我们的主耶稣基督跟加州的阳光这样好，甚至比这样的光更好。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is just as good, if not even better than the sunshine in California.
所以想用这个题目来谈一谈，其实人是爱光的。
So I'd like to discuss this topic to you and to find out why we humans love sunshine.
再谈一谈，其实耶稣才是真正的光。
And in fact, we're going to talk about why our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
再谈一谈，要趁着还有光的时候，我们要趁着有光做光明之子。
And we're going to also talk about how we're the sons of light while there is still light.
小弟以前住在东部。
I previously lived in the East Coast of the United States.
有一年记得很清楚东部那一年几乎每个礼拜都要下一场雪。
I still recall this one month where every week, there was a snowstorm.
刚开始看到下雪觉得非常的喜乐。
When I first saw snow, I was very happy.
但是下久了就觉得有点烦了。
But after a while, I grew tired of it.
因为那时候小弟开的是 Toyota Corolla, 轮子很小。
I drove a Toyota Corolla, which had small wheels.
常常踩刹车都会在冰上滑行。
And the brakes didn't work too well, and sometimes they glide on the snow.
那你发觉到说这个东部的冬天真的常常是天气阴沉沉的。
And you also find that in the winter time in the East Coast, the weather is gloomy.
大家穿上个厚厚的、深厚的大衣
Everyone wears thick jacket or coat.
每个人脸上好像没有什么笑容。
And few people.Have smiles on their faces.
一到春天来临的时候
，Whenever spring comes，
你看到第一个现象就是树上就开始开满了花，还没看到叶子的时候，常常看到很多的花就展现出来。
We see budding flowers even before the leaves grow out.
你看，就好像神把大地又换了一件衣裳，春天的衣裳。
And it's almost as if our Lord God had already put on a new clothes.
你看到那个在阳光下面的。这种一个新的颜色就感觉非常的好。
And seeing this new color under the sun gives us a very good feeling.
真的人是爱光的。
Truly, we all love the light.
就好像你们家的植物有向光性，连植物都是爱光的。
For instance, all the plants also grow towards the light.
那我们来看一下约翰福音的第五章三十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 36.
第五章三十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 36.
有些人像光一样，这样的人也是满得我们的喜欢。
All those people who grow toward the light will also be pleasing to us.
我们看约翰福音五章的三十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 5, verse 35.
约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his
light. 圣经记载，在耶稣来之前，有一个人名叫约翰。
The Bible records John the Baptist.
这个人是在耶稣来之前，圣经上的新旧约之间，我们知道在新旧约之间总有四百年。
And we knew that, we also know that there's a period of 400 years between the Testaments.
那在新旧约之间呢，我们在宗教界里面称为一个黑暗的宗教时期。
And in fact, during the intertestamental period, that was the darkest time for Christianity.
因为在那个时候没有兴起神一位先知出来。
Because back then, there was no prophet from God.
后来突然有一个人穿着骆驼的衣服。
And out of a sudden, someone came wearing camel's hair.
吃着蝗虫野蜜。
And ate wild honey.
讲非常有能力的道理。
And spoke very powerful words.
他就好像在一个黑暗世界一盏明灯展现在那个时代一样。
He was like the beacon in his time.
所以很多人甚至罪人都来就近他。
So sinners gather around him.
这个约翰讲道理不是很客气哦。
John was not very polite in his speech.
他对来听他话语的人这样讲说，毒蛇的种类啊，谁让你们来听这个悔改的道理呢？
He chastised his listeners, you brood of vipers, aren't you going to repent?
谁叫你们来逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Why are you here to escape the wrath of the future?
他说，看哪，斧头已经放在树根上面了。
Look, the axe is upon the root of the tree.
如果你们听道理不悔改啊，就好像这个树啊，要被砍下丢在火里焚烧。
And do not repent, you are just like the tree that is about to be chopped down and burned.
虽然他讲话非常不客气。
And so he, was very straightforward.
但是他把神的旨意带到人间来，要人过圣洁悔改的生活。
But he brought the will of God to this world so that people may live a righteous life.
所以当时好多的罪人都去找他。
So back then, many sinners believe, gather around him.
当时最让人痛恨的就是一些税吏啊。就是一些那个收税金的人。
The tax collectors were ridiculed upon back then.
他们就会说，约翰啊，我该怎么做呢？
And they asked John the Baptist, what should we do?
约翰说，你应该收当收的税就好了，不要多收。
John said, just collect, the taxes that are due, not more than.
罗马的阿兵哥是最残暴的。
And in fact, the Roman soldiers were the most cruel.
他们约翰说，约翰啊，我们该怎么办呢？
They asked John, what should we do?
约翰说呢，你们啊，以后要满足自己的生活。
John said, you should be satisfied with your life.
所以他的道理吸引很多的人。
And that is why his, gospel attracted many people.
诸位朋友，今天我们这个时代需要像约翰这样的有道德勇气的人。
Oh friends, today we need people of moral courage.
如果有这样的人出现了，我想很多人都要被吸引到他那里去的。
And I believe if someone, appears, with moral courage, we will all be attracted to him.
前些日子啊，我们都知道这个罗马天主教的教皇约翰保罗二世过世。
We all know that the Pope passed away some time ago.
如果我们看新闻啊，你就发觉到说，哇，那时候意大利罗马梵蒂冈这里啊，充满了很多很多的人。
And we also witness how many people gather around Vatican.
那个人多到整个里瑟都没有地方可以住了。
There were so many people that there was no vacancies in hotels.
他们甚至有的人在这个广场空地啊搭帐篷。
And some people even camp.Before the chapel.
那有些人政府甚至这个跟他们老百姓讲说，让你们把家庭打开，迎接国外这些客人。
And so, a lot of people were encouraged to open up their homes for foreigners.
圣经上讲这个约翰他是当时点着的明灯。
And, Jesus said that John was the lamb of his time.
你们暂时喜欢他的光。
And,They would enjoy him for a moment.
我们也可以说，约翰保罗二世在这个时代，在天主教的世界里面，也是一个点着的明灯。
And we could claim that the Pope is also a lamp, that is burned in this time.
所以很多人要被他吸引到他那边去啊。
So many people are attracted to him.
所以你看，约翰保罗二世啊，他是反堕胎的。
So Pope is,
他是反同性恋的。 他是反同性恋的。
And he is anti-homosexual.
所以我们知道，只要有这样有道德勇气的人敢在这个世界大声疾呼，的确会吸引很多人到他那边去的。
And so someone of his moral courage would attract many people to follow
him. 今天在美国，我们要找一个类似这样的人。
Today we need somebody here in the United States.
我们这个社会需要一个 role model， 需要一个人，让我们知道，原来这样的人就是代表正义，代表人的一束希望。
Our society needs a role model so that we know who to follow to have this righteousness.
有时候我们找运动，我们的小朋友找那个运动员啊，这是我们的一个 role model， 这是我们一个效法的对象。
Teenagers often look to sports heroes as role models.
但是我们常常啊，让我们失望啊。
But oftentimes they're disappointed.
这个世界很少人像约翰那么在世界有影响力的人。
There are very few people who had the influence John the Baptist had back then.
啊，但是耶稣说，即使有这样的人呢，你们暂时喜欢他的光。
But Jesus said that even a person such as John, he would only had a little time for people to enjoy his
life. 我们看一下约翰福音五章的三十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 5 verse 36.
我们看三十五节，我们再读三十五节。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。三十六节。但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要成就的事啊，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。耶稣说他有比约翰更大的见证。
Jesus said he had a testimony greater or weightier than that of John.
啊，其实啊，世界上无论什么人都没有办法跟耶稣这个真光来相比的。
In fact, there's nobody in this whole world who can compare to the true light of Jesus.
我们看一下约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰福音第一章第九节。
John chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章第九节。
John chapter 1 verse 9.
那光是真光。照亮一切生在世上的人。这边在介绍主耶稣基督。
This verse introduces Jesus.
说他是那个真光。
Jesus is the true light.
要照亮一切生在世上的人。
That gives light to every man.
我们请看第四节。这个真光有生命的。
Verse 4. In him was life.
生命在耶稣里面。
And the life was the light of man.
这个耶稣的生命就是人的光。
The life of Jesus is the light of man.
诸位朋友，今天我们要跟大家介绍的就是这位耶稣基督，他带给我们生命一个真正引导的方向。
Our friends today, our Lord Jesus Christ has given us guidance, of our life.
我们请看路加福音的第一章七十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
真的，这个耶稣啊，这个光啊，好像清晨的日光一样啊。
The light of Jesus is just like the light of dawn.
一章七十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
七十八节，七十九节。
78 and 79.
路加福音一章七十八节，七十九节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78 and 79.
因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，七十九节，要照亮坐在黑暗中死运里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。这边在提到神的光啊，就好像清晨的日光一样啊。
These verses talk about how the light of God is just like the rising sun that comes to us from heaven.
到世人呢，常常好像是坐在死运幽谷的人一样。
We are often in the shadow of death.
那这个光呢，把我们的脚步呢，引到平安的路上。
But this light guide our feet into the path of peace.
诸位朋友，您是不是有观察到，我们这个世界真的很多人很可怜的人，他们真的常常走投无路啊。
Oh friends, haven't you already witnessed how a lot of people of the world had nowhere to turn to?
当他们遇到耶稣基督的时候，才发现到原来人的尽头才是神的起头。
Only when they find Jesus did they realize that the end of their means is the beginning of God's might.
我们这个会堂的前面哦，有一系列的这个见证集，叫做探索更新哦，一个生命的见证集。
We have a series of gospel tracks at the front, at the entrance.
那在应该是第九集里面呢，再介绍一个潘代年弟兄的一个见证了。
In one of the tracks, we could read about the testimony of Brother Tan.
那个潘弟兄哦，他原来是柬埔寨的华侨。
Brother Pan was an immigrant from Cambodia.
他后来到华国去啊，这个在厨房里面呢做事情啊。
He went to France to become a cook.
那后来他本来就有这个得了二十多年的这个啊风湿症的毛病啊，风湿哈。
For 20 some years, he had rheumatism.
那提到说他的病况越来越严重啊。
And his situation was deteriorating.
后来那个严重到哈，他没有办法这个腰直着，就是要弯腰哈，那颈子没有办法移动。他说他看啊看。好几楼，怎么看一楼总是怎么看都看不到第二楼、第三楼这样子。
And his situation was so bad that he couldn't keep his back straight, and he couldn't look up more than one floor high.
为了医治他的病啊，他花了很多的钱呢、啊。
And he spent a lot of money on his sickness.
后来他相信中医啊，后来就跑到台湾去找中医师。
So he went to China, to Taiwan to see Chinese doctors.
那中医的方法就是哈、哦，他把一个篮子哦挖个洞，让他那个驼的背哦。能够下面用那个中药烤啊，把它温暖它那个背啊，这样子。
By the recommendation of the Chinese doctor, he would lie on some kind of a structure, and they would burn his back with some kind of medicine.
这个烤到吼、哦，他说他常常哇哇叫的。
And it was so painful that he often yelled out in pain.
那烤到最后没有用，后来他们想一个办法，中国人叫五马分尸的办法。
He didn't have any choice but to go through more drastic measures.
他说他们啊，就是他们把他四肢哦，因为他驼背，想要治他的驼背嘛，哦，他们就硬用这个用力呢，把这个驼的地方按下去，然后把他的四肢这样到处拉，这样子，往外拉这样子。
And so the doctors tie him up and try to pull on the four extremities to try to straighten his back.
他说是痛的不晓得怎么说了、哦、
And it was so painful that he couldn't describe it.
他说真的是把他弄直了、哦、没有驼背了。
And true enough, his back became straight.
医生说哇这下好了没有问题了。
And the doctor said, you are well.
他想不到呢发现到他从来那个之后就不再动了。
But since then, he could not move.
他才发现到说哇不得了从那个时候开始呢他没有办法排尿了。
He then realized that he couldn't even urinate.
后来他太太啊，赶快让他去看西医啊！
So his wife brought him to Western doctors.
从台湾的医院转到中国大陆医院，再转到华国的医院。
So he went from hospitals in Taiwan to China and then to France.
医生都证实95%的神经都已经断掉了，因为你这样硬拉哦，把那个脊椎的神经啊，95%的神经都拉断了。
And in fact, over 50% of the muscles were already torn.
他是他们家唯一可以赚钱的人呐、啊。
He was the only person who make a living for his family.
钱用尽啊。
They didn't have any money left.
靠着政府的救济金在过生活。
They had to rely on welfare.
自己被医生，无论是中国大陆的医生、华国的医生都宣布啊，他一辈子要坐轮椅啦。
And his doctors said that he would be on the wheelchair for the rest of his life.
真的就好像实际上所说的，这些人好像是坐在死荫幽谷的人，他们的生命已经没有什么盼望了。
And he was in the shadow of death.
后来感谢神，在华国遇到我们一位弟兄，把他带来真耶稣教会。
Thank God, when he was in France, he met one of our brothers.
这个道理跟见证很吸引他，他想说，这个今生如果没什么用，至少有个来生啊。
The gospel and the testimonies attracted him because he thought if he didn't have any hope in this life, he would at least have hope in the next life.
我感谢主，他后来接受真耶稣教会和华的大水洗礼。
So thank God he was baptized the right way in the church.
他是用轮椅把他抬到这个法国的第四洗礼哦，到法国的一条河，他后来住在法国，移民到法国去啊，哎呦，用轮椅抬到河里面去的。
And in fact, he was carried into the baptismal site with his wheelchair.
但是当他洗礼起来之后，神给他力量，他说很轻松的，两个弟兄就可以扶着他上岸了。
But after he was baptized, two brothers just carry him up from the water.
从那个时候开始，他不用再坐轮椅。
Since then, he didn't have to sit on the wheelchair.
可以拿拐杖走路。
He could walk with a staff.
同年，他跑到这个欧陆的圣公小组哦，他们所举办了一个灵恩会，就是他灵恩会。同年呢、啊，他去参加我们教会的另外一个灵恩会、啊。
Another member went to another convocation.
同一年 ，the same year.、
The same year he went to another convocation.
他到台上做见证。
He testified on the pulpit.
一个力量临在见证的时候，一个力量临到他身上。
And a power came into him.
他跟大家有信心的宣布：“我不再拿拐杖走路了。”
And he proclaimed, I will no longer walk with my staff.
啊，他就这样子真的可以把拐杖丢掉几丢丢断一段时间了。
He threw away the staff and walked without any problem.
所以如果你看那个见证啊，外面很多这样的见证，真的世界上很多走投无路无路的人呢，好像是啊坐在黑暗死荫幽谷的人一样啊。
So if you read a lot of these testimonies, you find that a lot of the people in this world are at the end of their wits.
但是耶稣好像清晨的日光从高天照照他们身上。
But our Lord Jesus is like the light that shines upon their head.
把他们脚引到平安的道路上面。
And lead their feet to the path of peace.
诸位朋友，今天我们信耶稣啊，真的神的话也是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
So today, by believing in Jesus, we have the light on our feet and the path to God.
我们今天这耶稣教会啊，第一代的信徒呢，大很多人都是走投无路，遇到神。身心啊，才得到平安的。
Many of our first generation believers didn't have anywhere to turn to except God, but once they received Him, they were full of hope.
那今天当我们信耶稣之后呢，神的话常常带领我们的灵魂，带领我们的生命，让我们心中感到平安。
And when we believe in Jesus, the word from the Bible will comfort us and guide us.
我们在就在我们这个教会啊，我们有很多这样的见证啊。
We have many testimonies even among us.
我一直记得我们这个教会的一位姐妹这样见证。
I still remember a sister who testified.
啊，她以前在台湾生活过得还不错。
That she used to have a very good life in Taiwan.
她不晓得为什么先生把她带来圣何西这个地方。
And for some reason, her husband brought her to San Jose.
刚开始非常的不习惯呢。
She wasn't really used to it.
有一天她读圣经啊。
One day she read the Bible.
突然之间读到主的恩典够你用。
And read that God's grace is sufficient.
他说那个主的恩典够他用那句啊，那句好像这个浮上来啊，放大这样给他看呢。
And that verse sort of pop out from the Bible and floated on top of the Bible for her to see.
好像神就是在安慰他的心一样。
It's almost as if God is comforting her.
因为圣经上讲，神的话真是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，在带领我们前面的生活。
And truly, the word of the Bible is the light to our feet.
我们看约翰福音八章的十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8.
八章十，我们再仔细看这一段经文哦。八章十二节。
8 verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的。”就不在黑暗里走。实际上特别提到呢，跟随耶稣的人不在黑暗里走。
Those who follow Jesus will never walk in darkness.
啊，我们活在这个人间呢，常常人会有一个生命会有一个黑暗的角落啊。
There is always that corner of darkness in our hearts.
或者世界实际上讲是魔鬼所掌管的。啊，他所运行的人心里面呢，常常有那种很多人走向黑暗的道路里面去啊。
Satan is a master of this world, and many people follow this corner of darkness to his path.
所以圣经讲说呢，光来到世界啊，因为世人的行为是恶的，就不爱光了，反爱黑暗了。
And because the people of this world walk in evil, they also walk in darkness.
他说定他们的罪，不爱光，这个定他们的罪的这个啊，就是在这个地方了。
And this is how they will be condemned.
他说凡作恶的就恨光，并不来救光。
Those who are in wickedness will hate light.
啊，恐怕他们的行为受到责备啊。
They're afraid that once they're in the light, they will be condemned.
但是凡遵守真理的人呢，他就会来就近这个生命的光。
But those who believe in God will come close to the light.
啊，如果你们家后院有石头。
If you have stones in your backyard,
你把石头搬开
and you take away the stones,
你会见到很多这个小东西啊，那些蟑螂，那些臭虫啊，就开始往外跑了。
There may be roaches and other bugs.
啊，他们就在光下面呢，他们就逃得无影无踪了。
And they have to escape from the light.
啊，今天世人常常啊，会走一个错误的道路啊。
Today, the people of this world walk.On the wrong path.
在黑暗当中呢，做不好的事情。
And they do evil in darkness.
但是他们没有办法控制自己不去做这个不好的事情。
But they could not control themselves from not doing these things.
真的，有时候我们如果良心发现啊，
But sometimes when their conscience is pricked,
我们才会知道说，我们真的人生很多事情我们不想做，我们会去做。
They realize that a lot of things they do not want to do, but they still do them.
我们想去做的，我们做不出来。
Many things we want to do, we can't do.
实际上有一个人叫做保罗，他说：“我真是很苦呢。”
Paul once said, "I'm in difficulty."
其实不是我不想要，我想要去做那个恶，实在是里面那个罪啊，叫我去做那个恶的啦。
It is not I who is sinning, but the law of sin that's working in me.
所以人没有办法控制自己不去啊，不去 Las Vegas 赌博。
So many people cannot control themselves from not going to Las Vegas.
人没有办法控制自己每天晚上一定要喝几杯才能睡觉。
Or many people cannot control themselves from drinking.
但是如果今天耶稣的生命临到我们的生命上面
，But if the life of Jesus comes upon us today,
你会知道你生命当中那一些臭虫啊、蟑螂啊。会从你的生命当中跑得无影无踪啊。
You'll realize that all these bad habits will go away from you.
耶稣的光啊，可以能够照亮你的内心啊。
The light of Jesus will shine through our hearts.
也让你有力量可以胜过人生的黑暗。
And we will have the power to overcome the darkness of our life.
如果您常常搭飞机啊。
If you often, travel.
你就会知道说这个齁、哦。抽烟真的很难戒，烟很难戒。
You realize that a lot of people have a hard time quitting smoking.
有时候从光从这个洛杉矶啊搭飞机到圣何西啊，就短短的一个小时的车程，很多人真的一下飞机啊，马上跑去抽一根烟呢、啊。
Just to fly from Los Angeles to San Jose, you'll find that many people have to smoke after just 1 hour flight.
一点点坏习惯，那也知道抽烟不好啊。
Obviously, they know that smoking is bad.
但是没有办法胜过。
But they cannot overcome.
那我们不是说基督徒就没有这样的问题啊。
Now, we're not saying that Christians don't have this problem.
啊，真的有的人也是啊。在没有信耶稣之前啊，甚至信耶稣的初期啊，还是有这样的问题啊。
Many people who first believe in Jesus still have this problem.
小弟有时候会出差。
Sometimes I...go on business trips.
那有时候会到一个岛屿去，那个岛屿人家称为是 paradise， 就是天堂啊，哦，因为那个地方的人呢，生活的非常的逍遥自在这样子。
And I often go on this island that people call paradise because people there have a lot of leisure time.
那我就发觉到真的有些人不容易啊，戒掉坏习惯了。
And I find that many people have a hard time kicking their bad habits.
真的不好意思这样讲了，真的有一次啊，一个弟兄啊，这个啊，把一个烟啊夹在耳朵上面了。
And one time I saw a brother who had a cigarette on top of his ear.
他大概忘记了，所以呢，他到会场里面呢坐着听道理，那个烟还在那里啊。
And I think he forgot, and so he came into the chapel with the cigarette.
然后我就看到他这个在这个听道理当中，哇，真的坐立难安啊。
And I saw that he was fidgeting during the sermon.
我很同情他，然后真的很多人没办法戒掉。
I had pity on him because he couldn't kick his smoking.
本来这个教会啊，真的好多人会抽烟的。
So it used to be that many members there smoke.
因为这是这个岛屿的人，他们的习惯就是这样子。
Because that was the habit of the people there.
感谢主啊，几年前啊，神的光大大的坐在这里啊，就是圣灵大大充满在他们当中啊。
Thank God that several years ago, the Holy Spirit filled them.
好多人都有办法借着圣灵力量、神的帮助，把那个坏习惯给戒掉的。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit and the movement from God, they were able to stop smoking.
那个不晓几年来没有办法把它丢掉那个烟啊，哦，丢掉还会捡过来抽的烟啊，哦，真的可以靠着神的光照到内心啊，给他们圣洁，给他们力量。能够把那个不好习惯戒掉。
Through the light of God that shines through their hearts, they were able to kick their habits, with the power from God.
如果你在美国有孩子，有时候你会觉得孩子不好教。
If you have kids, you realize that it is not easy to teach them.
真的在教会里面很多孩子啊，他们也常常啊一天到晚上网啊，打那个 video game 啊，哦，你叫他怎么戒哦，他就戒不掉，打两三个小时的 video game 就一直打这样子。
These days, younger people like to play video games on the computer, and they just can't stop playing.
但是如果神的力量、神的光照入他们内心深处啊，你会知道这个孩子会改变了。
But if the light of God shines in their hearts, they will change.
这个在我们教会的工作当中，常常看到好多孩子因为神的一个力量，让他们能够爸爸妈妈的头痛呢，把爸爸妈妈的头痛把它拿掉的。
And oftentimes through the power of God, the headaches of the parents could be removed.
这次在南加州的学生灵会，有16个小朋友得到圣灵。
16 students receive the Holy Spirit during a convocation.
都是四年级的小朋友啊。
They were all fourth graders.
那四年级的小朋友来到教会哦，真的有时候觉得很可爱。他们第一个晚上，很多小朋友都会哭啊。
They're adorable in the sense that sometimes they would even cry the first night at church.
但是爸爸妈妈知道，他们有神的道理可以听，有圣灵，有祷告可以帮助他们，他们的生命会渐渐的会有力量的。
But their parents realize that by bringing them to the church, they are exposed to the Word and the Spirit of God, and they will be strengthened in their faith.
那个黑暗的角落会被清除掉的。
That dark corner in their hearts will be removed.
我这次啊，看到很多青年回来，我看到他们很多美好的改变。
I have seen how these young people come back to church and change themselves.
真的有办法对电脑 say no， 不再玩电动玩具啊。
And they could say no to video games.
我在有一个教会啊，我去那边啊帮忙灵会。那个初一的小朋友在灵会之前呢，他们几个小朋友聚在一起祷告一个小时啊，真的是令我很感动。
I went to another church and I witnessed how some junior high students pray for an hour and I was deeply touched.
这个小朋友让他跪在那边祷告一个小时，到底什么力量让他们那么喜欢祷告呢？
So what power brought them to pray for such an extended period of time?
里面有很多我知道以前不是很乖的。
I also know some of them who were not as good before.
神的光照入他们的内心里面了。
But the light of God shines in their hearts.
他们就不在黑暗里行走啊。
And they no longer walk in darkness.
他们要得生命的光啊。
And they will receive the light of
life. 我们看约翰福音八章的十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的不在黑暗里走。”必得生命的光。我们这个信耶稣会得到生命改变的一个光啊。
When we believe in Jesus, we will have this transforming light in us.
换句话说，就是您当信耶稣之后呢，圣经的道理会帮助你认清生命的价值到底是什么。
When we believe in Jesus, the Word of God will instruct us as to the meaning of our life.
诸位朋友，你为什么活在这个世界？
Why do you live in this world?
您怎么来？你将来要到哪里去？
Where did you come from? Where will you go?
我们活在这个弯曲齁，你常常觉得我们这个生命是这个社会人的观念，主流的观念是我们的观念啦。
And we often take the trends of this world as our own perspective.
所以你会知道我们的心啊，常常跟着股票的走势在走啊。今天股票突破了多少点？哇，我跟着高兴了。今天股票下跌，哎呀，我的心跟着落下去了。
So often our hearts fluctuate along with the stock market.
那很多事情，我们人生的很多患难呐、啊，遇到的事情呢、啊，我们看不清楚，为什么人生发生这些事情，看不清楚的。
And oftentimes when we're in trial and tribulation, we can't see the meaning of life.
所以我们常常在黑暗当中呢，自忧自恨，我们看不清楚人生的价值到底是什么。
And that is why in times of trials, we often complain and whine about life because we don't understand what it's all about.
诸位听到最近的新闻哈、哦，在 Montreal 有个年轻人呐、啊，跑到校里面去啊，拿着枪就到处乱扫射。
Recently, a young person in Montreal started random shooting.
我那个的前一天呢，刚好在 Montreal， 我刚好离开呀、啊。
And the day before, I just left Montreal.
所以我对这个事情就非常的注意，到底什么原因造成这个年轻人呢？到做出这么样令人觉得很这些陌生人跟他无冤无仇，为什么他要这样做呢？
And I wonder why was it that this person would do such a thing?
后来啊，你如果看这个新闻啊，您就会知道说啊，原来这个年轻人啊，在没有杀人之前，他在网络上啊，已经留下了很多怨恨的言语啊。
And in fact, people found out later on that he had left many hate messages on the internet.
他已经把自己的照片当中照着自己拿的枪在指着人打，那种啊照片已经啊在网络上刊登了。
And in fact, he posted many pictures portraying himself shooting people.
他这样做，因为他看不清楚人生的价值。
He didn't see the meaning of his life.
那这样的一个事情发生之后，在美国的科罗拉多，然后在我们的这个艾美西族， 陆陆续续的又发生同样的事情。
And in fact, similar incidents also happened in Colorado and other places in the states.
那为什么现在有这么样多的这种不法的事情产生呢？
Why are there so many unlawful things?
因为人的心中没有耶稣的光，没有耶稣的爱。
Because people do not have the light of Jesus and the love of God.
不了解为什么人要活着。
People do not understand why they are living.
遇到困难，遇到一些仇恨，他们就没有办法去疏解啊。
And they cannot get away from their hatred and problems.
但是我们再看看艾米西人的表现呢、啊、Amish people.
Let's look at the Amish.
你看那个那个结婚的人哦，他说他小时候曾经欺负过他们的亲戚啊，那个思想一直在他脑袋瓜里面啊，所以他一直想要继续做坏事情。
And there was one person who recalled.The wickedness that he had done when he was younger, and he couldn't get rid of that thought.
所以他就到这艾美西族啊，只有一个学校就一个班级这样子了。
And there was only one class at that time.
他一进去啊，就叫老师，男孩子通通离开。
And he asked all the men in the class to leave.
叫女生留下来，小女生留下来。
And only the women would be left behind.
你读那个新闻，你会很感动啊。
And when you read the story, you'll be very touched.
一个13岁的小朋友讲说，先生，我呢，你要做什么啊？你先杀我好了，你让这些妹妹通通走，因为那个13岁的小朋友是在那个班级里面年纪最大的小朋友啊。
A 13-year-old who was the oldest in the class told the shooter, "Why don't you shoot me and let others go?"
他宁愿牺牲自己来保护其他的小妹妹。
He wanted to protect all the female students.
那个人真的很糟糕啊！把五个人把通通打伤了，把五个人以上打死了。
And the shooter shot 5 people.
你看到这个艾美西人呐、啊，他们因为是拜耶稣的，信耶稣的。
The Amish believe in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣就是爱。
They believe that Jesus is love.
所以他们甚至可以爱这一个自杀这个杀人的，后来自杀这个人的家属呢，都可以把他请来呢，来爱他，爱他们呢。
And in fact, the families of those who have been shot dead, invited the shooter to their house and forgive him.
他们有一个基金，甚至把这个钱。给这个杀人的这个家属呢，把这个钱也分给他们了。
And in fact, part of the money that was given to these families, they in turn gave part of it to this murderer.
这是什么样的一种精神呢
？What kind of a spirit?
耶稣让他们看到生命的亮光呢
？They have the light of life.
真的，今天有耶稣在我们身上，我们的对生命的观念有很多地方会不一样的。
Today, if we have Jesus in our hearts, our life will be very different.
你会知道世界会充满了爱。
You will see that life is full of
love. 你会知道每一件事情临到我们身上都有神的意义在后面隐藏着。
You'll see the meaning and the will of God behind everything.
你会知道你一辈子就行在这个光的当中了。
And you will want to walk in the light of life.
如果没有这个耶稣基督，你就看到同样的事情发生在其他的地方呢？很多人就在谈到怎么样控制枪支啊，怎么样来保护学校，就是谈这些表面的这些问题而已啊。
Without the light of Jesus in our hearts, we will always be talking about how we can solve the problems with external means.
耶稣的光带来人间真正活着的力量。
The light of Jesus empowers us to live in this world.
耶稣的光让人解除心中的仇恨。
The light.Of Jesus will get rid of the hatred in our hearts.
耶稣的光让你知道人生应该走哪个方向。
The light of Jesus enables us to know which way to walk in our
life. 所以我们要趁着这个光呢，还有这个光，我们要做光明的之子。
So while we still have this light, we must be the sons of light.
我们看约翰福音十二章的三十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 12 verse 35.
十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
十二章三十五节。
John 12:35.
三十五节、三十六节
，and 36。
耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。”三十六节
，36。
你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣特别提醒我们要趁着有光的时候行走。
Jesus reminds us that we should walk in the light while there is light.
趁着有光呢，要信从光，就是要信从耶稣基督了。
And to walk while we have the light is to believe in Jesus.
能够成为耶稣基督的儿子。
And we must become sons of Jesus.
所以朋友，我们都知道啊，这个救恩的大门呢，不是啊常常敞开的。
Dear friends, the door of salvation is not open, always open for us.
感谢主，今天教会的门还是开着的。
Thank God, the door to this church is still open.
你还可以选择自由进出教会，选择您做喜欢做的事情啊。
You have the freedom to choose what you want to do.
但是要跟我们讲，有一天这个世界末日要来到。
But one day this world is coming to an end.
有时候讲这个道理，你会觉得啊，这个传道人在讲古啊，怎么可能会有世界末日呢
？And maybe you think, that I am just preaching heresy by saying this.
啊，其实，在2000年前，耶稣基督就跟我们讲，有一天呢，这个地球要被火毁灭掉。
But Jesus told us 2000 years ago that this world will be destroyed by fire one day.
那是为一个什么样的情形呢
？What kind of a scenario would
that be? 圣经讲但以理书跟我们讲说，有一个不是人所造的石头要打到这个人间的历史里面来。
The book of Daniel prophesies, that there will be a rock not made by man that will hit the earth.
那个石头会不会是一个天上的陨石呢？
Would that stone be a meteorite?
就好像现在很多人在谈到啊，流星啊，就好像啊，常常会打到这个不同的星球一样。
Many people, have observed that the meteorites hit the earth.
诸位朋友，您知道吗？这个地球曾经被毁灭，曾经被消灭过一次。
This earth was destroyed once.
啊，在啊几千年前，神用洪水毁灭这个大地。
Many thousand years ago, God destroyed this world with flood.
这个事情呢，在中国的啊。传说里面也有，我们中文说女娲补天呐、啊。女娲，如果你把它啊讲，这个它的音呢，就好像圣经上里面的挪亚啊，挪亚曾经呢啊在洪水当中被神拯救了。
And in fact, the Chinese legends are equivalent to the story of Noah in the Bible.
啊，全世界无论到哪里去，你就会到每个地方地底下都有一个洪水的冲击层。
And, in fact, everywhere you go, you'll find, traces of flood underneath, the ground.
其实这些很多地方呢，你把不同地方的这种啊生物呢集中在一起，死在一个地方。
And you also find that there are massive amounts of dead, things that are buried at the same place.
很多现象都来佐证，的确人世间曾经被洪水毁灭过。
So there are many evidences that prove that the world was once destroyed by flood.
耶稣说，将来的日子，挪亚的日子怎么样，将来的日子也要怎么样。
The Bible tells us the day of Noah will be, a prophecy of what will happen on the last day.
挪亚的日子，人又吃又喝，后来不知不觉，世界就被毁灭了。
In the days of Noah, people eat and drink.And the world was destroyed.
啊，后来的日子也是一样。我们在不知不觉的时候呢，神就要来到这个世界。
And unknowingly, the last day will also come to this world.
耶稣来这个世界会有四个征兆，他说。
There will be four signs before Jesus comes again.
如果你要到个地方去，你不晓得你到了没有。
If you don't know, if you have arrived at a certain place.
啊，但是前面可能会有跟你 sign 说，到某个地方还有几公里路啊。
But all you need to do is to look at the sign and to see how many miles more before you arrive.
我们不晓得世界末日什么时候要到。
We don't know when the world will come to an end.
但是耶稣跟我们讲，在世界末日之前，会有瘟疫、地震、饥荒啊，还有战争。
But Jesus prophesies that, there will be pestilence, famine, and war before his second coming.
我们常常想，哇，现在的瘟疫啊，真的是有时候我们没有想到的病症呢，啊，现在一直出现了。
And there are many plagues, that happened without our knowing.
诸位朋友，我们最常常听什么口蹄疫啦、狂牛症啦，啊，最近的这个跟鸟有关系的哈，禽流感呐。
There's mad cow disease. There's bird flu.
我们还有这个SARS 哦。
And SARS.
你会知道很多东西都一直一直很多名称啊，我们在这个时代一直的重复听到，一直的啊，就是新的名词一直听到啊。
And all these new terms keep bombarding at us at a very fast pace.
我们睁着眼睛看啊。
And if we open our eyes,
你会看到更多的这些病啊，临到这个人间呢、啊。
You will see that there will be many more diseases coming.
民攻打民，世界上有很多的征战。
People will fight against people. There are many wars.
真的，我们在报纸上看到讲啊，美国很多运动员出去啊，不敢穿着有 USA 的这个外套到国外去啊。
And many of our athletes don't They are not wear jerseys with USA logo.
实际上不是讲国攻打国，还讲到民攻打民呢。
So nations will attack nations and people will be against people.
只要因为我们是美国人，所以人家就不喜欢我们了。
Just because we're Americans, people do not like us.
哟，圣经上又谈到地震了。
The Bible also talks about earthquakes.
最近我们地震的消息听不完。
We hear incessant stories of earthquakes.
我今年吧，看到这个国家还是去年的，今年看到国家地理杂志啊，给寄来一张这个大地图啊。
I received a huge map from one issue of National Geographic last year.
里面就谈到一个作家在谈到说，这个太平洋沿岸的这些国家呢，以后地震会很多。And
this map claims that all those countries surrounding the Pacific Ocean will experience many earthquakes to come.
为什么这个作者会知道呢？
Why did this author know about
this? 因为他用了很多科学仪器啊，他去做测量知道的。
He did many experiments to come to this conclusion.
但是耶稣在2000年就跟我们这样讲，末的日子要很多啊。But
2000 years ago, Jesus told us that there will be many earthquakes on the last
day. 所以诸位朋友啊，我们呢看到这些sign，我们看到这些征兆，就知道说啊，这个光有一天黑暗要临到这个黑暗，这个光啊不再存在了，所以我们要趁着有光行走了。
Dear friends, when we see these signs, we should know that the light is coming to an end, and we must walk in the light.
当然，这个世界末日有时候你会觉得还很远。Of
course, we may think that the end of the world is not coming that quickly.
但是呢，其实啊，人还有个末日，就是我们自己生命的末日啊。But
there is another last day, and that is the end of our life.
圣经上讲说，我们把这个门开出去啊，你要遇到恨，遇到爱，我们自己真的不知道。
The Bible tells us that we may open our door and either we find love or hatred, we do not know.
下5分钟要发生什么事情，您知道吗？
Do you know what's going to happen to you in 5 minutes?
我不晓得你这边讲过一段时间哦，有时候我对生命的这种不定性啊，有很多的感受。
A lot of times I have many thoughts about the ambiguities of life.
去年吧，有一天呢，小弟到我的妹妹打电话来给我。
One day last year, my sister called me.
跟我讲她发生车祸了。She
got into an accident.
我去她们家看。I
went to her house.
哇，真的，她那个车子是4x4的，整个窗户都碎掉了。Her
car was an SUV and the windows were shuttered.
她说她在 stop sign 前面，左看右看没有车子，她就出去了。
She looked around before she proceeded to cross a stop sign.
结果呢，有一辆车子开很快就把她撞了。A
car came very quickly and hit her.
她说这个车子撞了，她整个失控啊，几乎撞到隔壁邻居的这个房子里面去了。She
lost control and almost hit, ran into her neighbor's house.
那这还好，他们邻居前面有一个喷水池是石头做的，就卡在那个喷水池那里了。Fortunately,
there was a fountain in front of her neighbor's house, and she was stuck there.
我正在感到说，哇，人生会发生什么事情都不知道啊！感谢主啊，那个事情，小弟的妹妹呢，没有生命没有伤害，没有受到伤害。And
it dawned on me that we never know what's going to happen in the next moment, and thank God that my sister came out unscathed.
我正在思考这个事情的时候。
As I was thinking about this matter,
隔一天，the
very next day,
我突然听到我太太在外面叫得很大声啊。
My wife shouted aloud outside the house.
我出去看，哇，看到一个人已经坐在地上哭了。
And I ran out and saw a person weeping.
后来才发现到什么一回事，因为他要倒车啊。
Then I realized what happened. This person was trying to.
我太太要倒车啊。
Oh, my wife was trying to reverse her car.
那发现到这个刚洗完车，那个雨刷没有放下来呀。
And the windshield wiper was still up because she was washing her car.
然后她就想说要再把这个倒车弄回去 parking 呢，然后呢，下来处理那个雨刷。
So she wanted to reverse the car and to put down the windshield wiper.
那结果呢？这个一倒没有倒好，他以为是倒好了，因为我的车子是很老的车子，他以为倒好就没有倒好，他人就往下跑了，他人就出了车门了。他以为已经 park 了，结果没有了，没有入档了，没有入 park， 他人就出了车门了。
Okay, so she thought she had place a transmission at the park, but she didn't, and she wanted to get out of the car.
结果她的车子呢就被这个车门拖着走了，不，她的脚就被车门拖着走了。
So her feet was stuck at the door, and she came down with the car.
感谢主，我那个儿子虽然那时候是小学，不晓得几年级哈，还是初中小学，不晓得就是还很小啊，不懂得弄那个 gear 哈，他还不会弄排档啊。
My son was very young at the time, and he didn't know how to adjust the transmission.
不过他感谢主给他智慧啊，他就把那个引擎哦钥匙把它 turn off 这样子。
But thank God that he had the wisdom, the intelligence to turn off the engine.
前后就是两天的事情啊。
And all these two incidents happened in 2 days.
各位朋友，真的我们不晓得人生会发生什么事情啊。
Truly, we don't know what's going to happen to our lives.
我们要趁着有光啊，在光中行走啊。
While there is light, let us walk in light.
神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God is the light to our feet.
神的话告诉我们怎么样接受救恩。
The word of God tells us how to receive the salvation.
要受洗，要得永生。
We must be baptized and receive eternal
life. 要来就近这个光。
We must come close to this light.
你会知道你的生命就会有奇妙的改变。
Then you will have wonderful transformation of
your life. 因为耶稣基督要把你的脚移到平安的路上。
Jesus will place your feet on the path of
peace. 耶稣让你看清生命的价值。
Jesus will allow you to see clearly the meaning of
life. 让你充满的光明，充满的盼望。
And he will fill you with light and with hope.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Jesus help us all.
我们来唱诗160首。
Let's sing hymn 160. Please?
你的心中有黑暗的一个角落吗？
Do you have corners of darkness in your hearts?
求主耶稣进到我们的心里面来。
Let's ask Jesus to come into our hearts.
主耶稣像亮光一样会照亮我们的生命。
Jesus is a light that will shine in our hearts.
那是非常美好的感觉。
This is a wonderful feeling.
那不是一个理论。
It is not a theory.
你为什么要到真耶稣教来敬拜神呢？
Why have you come to the true Jesus Church to worship God?
因为真耶稣教会有圣灵与我们同在。
It is because the Holy Spirit is here to help us.
圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
耶稣就是神本身来到人间。
Jesus is God in this world.
神他本身又是一个灵。
God is spirit.
神没有抛下我们做孤儿。
God does not leave us as
orphans. 神要住到我们内心里面。
He will live in our hearts.
当他住到我们内心里面之后，你会发现到你的生命充满了亮光啊。
When he lives in our hearts, we will have the light of God.
小弟记得刚第一次得到圣，我得到圣灵的时候。
I still remember when I received the Holy Spirit.
当然心中充满了喜乐。
I was filled with joy.
像经上所记载，内心好像泉源涌出来一样。
And according to the promise of the Bible, this joy came from within.
然后小弟就觉得啊，这个就看到异象啊，前面充满了亮光啊。
And I saw a vision where there was light in front of me.
那个荣光美的，好像跟太阳又不一样，又美的，真的令我觉得很舒服啊。
That glorious light made me feel very comfortable.
真的，耶稣就是那个亮光。
And that is the light of Jesus.
在真耶稣教会，我们得到了2000年来所遗失的宝贝。
In the true Jesus Church, we have received this gift from God that have been lost in this world for 2000 years.
如果您是基督徒，您知道2000年前圣灵曾经在历史上降到人间。
And if you read the Bible, you'll understand that 2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world.
降在他们身上的时候呢，好舌头好像火焰显现出来，分别落在他们个人头上。
The Holy Spirit descended on the apostles as if flames of fire came down on their heads.
他们就说起了别国的话来。
And they began to speak in different tongues.
那个别国的话来说方言，就是那个人间听不懂的话。
And that different tongues refer to the unknown tongue.
很多人都很讶异，这到底什么东西呢？
And what is it?
传道人就站起来大声讲啊。
And the preacher stood up and said,
跟当时的人讲，我跟你们讲哦，这个不是没有根据的。在几百年前呢，耶尔先知就已经预言了，在末后的日子呢，神有还有血气的，神的灵要浇灌在他们身上。
Several hundred years ago, Prophet Joel had already prophesied that this phenomenon would happen.
现在就当使徒的时代，他们是末世的开始，现在我们叫末后，我们在末世的一个最后的时间。
Right now is the last day compared to the time when the Holy Spirit first descended on the apostles.
在圣经上讲呢，这个雨呀，有两个季节，一个叫做早雨，有一个叫晚雨。
There is the former rain and the latter rain.
以前那个圣经那个时代就是早雨，圣灵要降在人间。
And the former rain had already came down as the Holy Spirit.
现在是末后的时代，晚雨也要降在人间。
And now we're in the latter rain. And the Holy Spirit is also upon us.
所以很宝贵的真耶稣教会，你会可以体会到耶稣这样的一个生命，一个奇妙的作为临到你的身上。
So we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit and the work of God in us.
如果你今天走没有把这个经验带走，您是入宝山实在是空手而回，太可惜了。
Today, if you have not brought home, if you do not bring home this wonderful experience, you are missing out.
我们怎么样让那个圣灵降在我们身上呢
？How do you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you?
我们祷告第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is Hallelujah.In the name of Jesus, we pray.
这个奉主耶啊，因为圣经上跟我们讲，我们祷告要奉他的名。
The Bible tells us that we must pray in the name of Jesus.
这样你都讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we'll repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise.
你可以什么话都可以讲。
You can say anything you want.
但是有一句话您不可以不讲。
But there is one phrase you must.
因为这句话是圣经里面四福五十四位长老那些最属灵的人所讲的话。
Because this phrase is spoken by the 24 elders. In the Bible.
就讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚就赞美主的意思。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为我们人太渺小了来神面前就赞美他就好了。
Because when we come before God, all we need to do is to pray.
你心中所有需要可以跟他讲。
You can pour out to him whatever you have
in your heart. 你会知道有个力量会降临到你身上。
You will experience the Holy Spirit.
身体会微微震动。
And your body will vibrate.
开始讲出一些奇异的舌音，奇异的灵言。
And you'll begin to speak in an unknown tongue.
这是神圣的灵降临在你身上的一个表现了。
This is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit when He descends.
所以帮我们的朋友跟我们一起来祷告。
So please pray with us.
现在凡是要接受按手祷告的，请不要客气到前面来。
Please come forward if you like to be lay hand.
传道人会帮你按手祷告，按手是祝福的意思。
Our ministers will lay hand upon you, and to lay hands on you is to give
blessings. 你有困难在心中可以跟主耶稣讲。
And you can pour out your difficulties before the Lord.
耶稣的恩惠跟你同在。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
凡需要帮助祷告的，请不要客气到前面来。